The positive pompous. Again, I'm insulted pompous. Young I was often pompous, talking an enthusiasm, an interest, a thing known, a thing listeners had to know or work to grasp. Most took the meant. I'd put effort, I'd interest, I'd an understood. But resenters resent the rattle on excited. Perhaps they've no ability, perhaps they've no intention, perhaps they lack a gumption. No, don't fix the failure, insult, and by insult admit their fault. Can't think, can't work, can't learn. Often I'm pompous, rattling enthusiasm on modernist music. Complexity takes the stress. The reward is worth the work. I've challenged insulters. They've not tried. They've not worked. They've not heard. They won't think, won't work, won't learn, so they insult. Acknowledge my work. Admit they're none. Resent their state. Resent their laziness. Can't think, can't work, can't learn. Too thick to know it. Even the naive grasp music is personal taste. For the young me, programming, a rare profession, silly media labelled for whiz kids and genius, a nonsense we all know now, anyone with a fascination can understand. I knew then I was no whiz. It was an ordinary profession, wrapped in nouveau fear's bloodshine. I'd had the luck to find, that's all. Yet pompous is pompous to me, resented my rattling joy, refusing Kenning's work. They labelled themselves intentionally ignorant. The dictionary is pompous, windbag, false pomp, glamour sans amour. That's the insulter's attempt. They see no substance. They don't look. They won't look. They don't see. They won't see the pleasure of modernist music, the simplicity of programming, substance itself. They insult those who do. They won't think, won't work, won't learn. They can't think, can't work, can't learn. Pomp itself's a spectacle, a trance, a bright pride in dull times, of culture, of history. It's a pompous want association. We're accused of taste. To be insulted pompous means you think, you work, you learn, you express, and the lazy resents you for his self-created bet.